We'll go next to Missourian head coach Mike Anderson. Mike, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here. Uh-huh.
Good morning, Mike. Thank you for joining us again this week.
Okay.
We'll open it up now for questions from Missouri head coach Mike Anderson.
Thank you again for questions. Please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. And your first question comes from the line of Steve Walentick with the Columbia Tribune.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Steve.
How did you feel like Phil looked in his first game back, and how limited is he still?
Well, I thought Phil, when he came in, I thought he gave us some energy. I thought he sparked us and helped us make a run, you know. But obviously, he still has a problem, maybe shooting the basketball. But we'll let his load go up a little bit more, hopefully, in the next game. We'll see what takes place in practice. But I thought he looked good out there for a guy that, you know, hadn't played in probably almost 3 weeks. And I thought it's very, you can see that we missed, Phil in terms of creating some havoc on defense and getting us into some easy offense.
And just getting him back closer to where he was before he got hurt, how big a boost could that potentially be in light of the sort of lack of bench production you got from some other guys?
I think it helps us. I really feel that he's an integral part in what we're doing. I think he can create not only for himself offensively when you don't have anything necessarily taking place offensively, he can create some offense, whether it be for himself or for others. And he was doing that awful well, better than probably anybody in our league. I mean, the last couple of games he averaged, I think, 10 assists in per game. Having him out on the floor will really, I think, pick up the pace for our basketball team. He pushes the ball, and he creates a lot of advantages for our basketball team.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay.
Your next question comes from the line of Mike Jones with the Fort Worth Star-Telegram.
Mike, I think some people around the league may have been a little bit surprised at what happened Saturday in Boulder. Talk about that Colorado team. Are people going to be less surprised about what they do as the season goes along?
Well, I was surprised at what took place, to tell you the truth. I just thought, you know, we showed up, you know, with the mindset of just playing offense as opposed to defense. That wasn't the typical defense we've been talking about that we build up to. So I thought we took a step back. But let's give them some credit, too. I mean, they're scoring, I think, more points this year than they have in the previous year. But I just thought we had some opportunities. We came out a little flat, but we made a run to cut the game to one. And they had a run, a 12-2 run, I think, right before the half. And it seemed like we were just fighting an uphill battle, you know, the whole game. They had something to do with it, but I think we had a lot to do with it, too, in terms of, you know, our defense. I just thought our defense wasn't where it should be.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Scott Fritchin with Rivals.com.
Hi, Coach. I'm taking a look at Alec Burks, and I was just wondering if you could talk about just how good he was the other night and maybe how he's improved this game the most since last year.
He was on his own. I thought he took advantage of the things that, you know, that our defense actually gave him opportunity to. He had a bunch of layups, transition layups, and he played with a lot more. He played with a lot more confidence, and I thought Higgins played well. I thought they got the ball to him, and he played well. It was a career game for him. So obviously, it was one of those nights when he had a lot of things going for him. He's a good ball player.
Thank you.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Keyless Robinette with the Wichita Eagle.
Hey, guys, you just got done playing Colorado. I was just wondering what kind of the main differences you see out of them now that they've had the coaching change.
Obviously they beat us, and I think they're getting up and down the floor a little bit there. They're playing with a lot of confidence, I think, more than anything else. They're playing with a lot of confidence. And you got some other guys that are contributing. I think Knutson is kind of the X factor for them. Burks and Higgins, they're going to do their thing. But I think the X factor is a guy like Knutson. He's playing well for them.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thank you. Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. Your next question comes from the line of John Morehouse with the Sooners Illustrated.
Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, John?
I'm doing fine. You know, last year you guys were one of those seven Big 12 teams to make the NCAA tournament. I guess that's the most in conference history. A lot of success for the Big 12 again in non-conference play this year. A lot of teams highly rated in the RPI. What do you think the chances are of the Big 12 putting seven teams in the dance again, or maybe, you know, maybe more than that?
Well, we'll see. I think that will all play us out as we get into our league. Obviously, last year we had a very good non-conference schedule, and so we start beating each other up in conference play. And I think you're going to see some of the same thing that takes place. How many are going to be there? I have no idea. But as we found out, you know, it's no matter who you play, if you don't show up, you can get an L in that column real quick. So I think you're going to see that throughout the conference. We're going to beat up on each other, and we'll see how it all kind of shakes out. But I think our league is just as good as it was last year, if not even better.
Does that surprise you at all, given how many, I mean, a lot of key players on last year's team, you know, aren't there, between guys who were seniors and guys who left early for the pros?
It doesn't surprise me. I think, you know, people have recruited well, and you got some good coaches in our league.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Dick Jonda with KLMS Radio.
Coach, what are your impressions of Nebraska with its 13-2 record?
Good basketball team. I mean, they do what they do. Defensively, they're continue to, I think, lead our league and, you know, holding people down and scoring. They're going to be scrappy. They're going to make you earn it if you're going to earn it. So, they're deeper than they have been. They can be as big as they want to, or they can be as small as they want to. So, that's a team that they had a very good win, open up conference play, and nothing does something better for your confidence than winning, and that's what they've done. They've had an opportunity to win.
How do you believe Missouri matches up with Nebraska?
Well, it every year it seems like those games are a dogfight, so I expect nothing less. Two teams that are going to go at each other, and hopefully we can better play in the defense than we played in our last game.
How do you look at the loss to Colorado, how it would impact this game?
Well, I think every game's a big game in conference play, and I think the teams that can, you know, when you win them, you enjoy it to have short memory, and then I think you lose them, it's the same thing. So the thing we can't afford to do is let that game have a bearing on, you know, the upcoming game. And that game's over with. There's nothing you can do with it but learn from it. And so it's a big game, as every game in conference play.
Overall, how would you assess your team this season?
We're a team that's taking baby steps, and I think we took a big step back in the last ball game. And I'm looking forward to us hopefully learning and moving forward. We still a work in progress.